Ghost Corps. The Prayer Rug of Nana Sahib. A story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith and Ali, operatives of the Ghost Corps, frustrate the plot of Ram Dass, High Priest of Kundra, a forbidden city in the heart of the Himalaya Mountains, to poison the Rani Lakshmini. With his followers, Ram Dass flees to the Cave of a Thousand Winds. The Rani, with K.C., Ali, Dola Rao, and a troop of fighting men, follows. Near the cave, Lakshmini goes into camp, while K.C., Ali, and a Nepali scout follow the trail of Ram Dass. K.C. and Ali are captured by the renegade high priest, while the scout, having escaped, reports to the Risaldar Dola Rao, and he, gathering his men, rides to K.C.'s rescue. During the fighting, Ram Dass escapes, with K.C. riding in hot pursuit. The Rani Lakshmini, meanwhile, rides out on the trail accompanied by one of her men. Some distance from her camp, a rider flashes round a bend in the trail and bears swiftly down upon her. As he draws near, he throws his rifle to his shoulder and fires.
Sayo, you are hit!
It is nothing.
Ram Dass is fortunate indeed to encounter Lakshmini on the trail.
You are wounded, Sayo. Dismount and help him.
Sayo needs no assistance. He will soon be beyond help.
Then help him to his horse and return with us to our camp. Make haste.
No. Lakshmini and Ram Dass ride not to the Rani's camp. Instead, Lakshmini will accompany me, and she will come willingly or by force.
Dare lay your hand upon your Rani? Dola Rao and the men of Kundra will tear you to bits. Traitor.
The Risaldar and his men, as well as the Christian Sahib, are in no position to tear anyone to bits. They will soon be food for the dogs.
The Sahib? What do you mean?
The Sahib, in whom the Rani appears to be much interested, is dead.
Oh.
Killed by the hand of Ram Dass. But come, we waste time.
Do not touch me, Ram Dass. And take your hand from that bridle.
Come, Lakshmini. This little trail into the hills... you would knife me, thou cat. Give me that blade.
Traitorous dog! Let me go!
Now to bind those pretty hands, my Rani, and then the little mountain trail there, to a place which Ram Dass alone knows. So, now come.
Quick, what's are you? Quick, what happened?
Ram Dass, the dog.
Well, come on, Sayo. What happened?
He came upon us, shot at me from a distance.
Lakshmini, where is she? Safe? In camp?
We came thus far, Lakshmini and Sayo. Ram Dass took her horse along that path behind those rocks.
Well, what were you doing away from camp?
Dola Rao's messenger. We came to meet him.
And Ram Dass took Lakshmini with him into that defile?
Yes. If the Sahib will help me to my saddle and bind me there, I'll return to camp and send men.
Yes, right. Here. Now. Oh. Now you'll do.
Now, follow that path there, Sahib. I will send men. Ride, Sahib. Ride.
All right. Go on quickly.
We should not have allowed the Sahib to ride alone after Ram Dass, Ali, my friend.
He will have arrived at camp long since, with Ram Dass as his prisoner.
Better for the dog if the Sahib had put him to death. The vengeance of our Rani is quick and terrible. But I am ill at ease, friend Ali.
And why so?
Ram Dass is cunning as a jackal. If he has eluded the Sahib...
No fear of that, Habib. If Ram Dass is cunning as a jackal... Kasi is fearless as a lion. If he comes to grips with the high priest, Ram Dass will regret it.
Well, we shall soon know. There is our camp.
And Lakshmini indeed should be well pleased with you, Dolarao, for restoring to her her inheritance.
Aye, she'll be the richest woman in all India. But no thanks to me. The treasure comes to her through the efforts of your friend, the Sahib.
But strange, the camp appears deserted. There are no men guarding the Rani's tent. Did you not say you had left guards for her?
Enough to protect her. But you're right. Camp seems strangely deserted. Place the chest and bags there in the Rani's tent, men. Sayo, Hassan. Hey, Rama, none answer. There is no one here.
Here is Zalda. I am here.
In the tent, Dolorao.
Sayo, the Rani, where is she?
Ram Dass, Risalda.
What of Ram Dass? Speak, man.
Lakshmini is in his hands.
Lakshmini? A prisoner in the hands of Ram Dass? Thou dog, thy worthless life shall pay for
this. Hear me, Risalda. The Rani waited for your message. When you did not come, she insisted upon riding to meet him. On the trail, Ram Dass surprised us. Before I could raise my rifle, he had shot me.
And the Rani? Where did he take her?
A little side path, some miles from here, on the trail to the Cave of 1,000 Winds. The trail leads north into the hills.
And the Sahib, Kazi Smeet.
Ram Dass and the Rani were barely out of sight when the Sahib came. He followed Ram Dass after binding me to my horse.
And where are the men? Gone after the Rani, eh?
Aye. My horse brought me here, and I sent the men to follow her, Isalda.
How long since?
Not more than 1 hour.
Lal Singh, 10 men. Ali, you ride with us.
Of course. But wait. That bag of treasure lying on top there, it has broken open.
By the gods of Kundra. Cut open those bags, Lal Singh. Break open the chest.
The treasure of Nana Sahib in the
rocks, stones, broken iron.
For which so many have fought and died, and my friend Kasi.
Aye. Mount, men of Kundra, and follow me.
Casey, meanwhile, spurs his mount over the steep, rugged path indicated by the wounded Sayo as that taken by Ram Dass and Lakshmini. Rounding a sharp turn, abruptly he comes upon two riderless horses. One he recognizes as that belonging to Lakshmini, the other as that used by the renegade high priest in his escape from the beleaguered camp. Some 30 yards ahead, abutments of rock from both sides of the cliff trail form a natural gateway to the trail beyond. Directly above is a flat ledge.
Great place for an ambush. If I can get up to the top of that ledge, see anyone hiding behind those rocks in the path beyond.
There goes.
Got to cross the ledge to see the trail below. Okay. Not a soul in sight. Now, where the deuce...
Salam, Smith Sahib.
You. You didn't get far off the main trail, did you, Ram Dass?
Nay, Sahib. Remain as you are, seated. And throw your rifle down over the ledge. You hear, Sahib? The rifle, or I shoot.
All right. Have it your own way.
Much better, Sahib. Mm-hmm. Now we may converse with less danger to yourself. I did not come a greater distance since this spot answers my purpose fully.
Yeah? You're doing the talking. What do you want?
It appears that I am still in a position to treat with the Sahib.
Treat? What do you mean?
The Sahib's life and that of the Rani is in my hands. It is not my wish to cause the death of either. Yet there appears to be no alternative, or has the Sahib something to suggest?
Where is Lakshmini?
Not far from this spot and unharmed. The little opening behind me is another entrance to the Cave of 1,000 Winds, and known only to myself.
You have Lakshmini in that cave?
Perhaps. But I repeat, Has the Sahib anything to suggest in the way of an amicable understanding between us two?
What do you suggest?
I am in a position where retreat is impossible, as the Sahib may well understand.
That's your fault.
Neither the Sahib nor the Rani are in a position to make terms. You must accept those I offer. To refuse means death.
I see your point. We can do no less than accept. But if you have Lakshmini here, why haven't you made terms with her?
The Rani is young, Sahib, and somewhat willful. I have endeavored to make her see her position. She will perhaps give heed to the Sahib's advice.
So? And why should she give heed to my advice?
Since the Sahib's arrival in Kundra, one sees a new yet age-old light in her eyes when the Sahib's name is spoken.
Well, we'll pass that by, Ram Dass, and return to the question of terms. See here. How do you intend dealing with Dola Rao?
Quite simply, you will convince the Rani that she must inform him through you, and then...
You're too late, Ram Dass. Look, coming up the trail, Dola Rao, Ali, and the Rifles of Kundra.
Stand up, Sahib. Stand up, quickly. Come into this opening.
Yeah, you should have kept your eyes on me, my friend. I've got you now.
Hey, dog, not...